This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll talk to him about the game this weekend. Ryan Boyce is transferring. Lots more to come with him at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments, but when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Gary Parrish. Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them Goodman Road in South Haven or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
The Christmas gift shopping season is now in full gear, and if you're looking for gifts for friends, family, or even yourself, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has lots of great items that would make terrific presents. Western boots and work boots are their specialty, and with well over 4,000 pair to choose from, you're bound to find just the right pair. Why order some boot brand you never heard of when you can come to Cowboy Corner and pick out a pair of boots that you can see, feel, try on, and get the correct size? Since 1957, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has been your source for boots and Western apparel for the entire family. On Goodman Road in South Haven.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. That is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expensive needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home the investor offer.
That's absolutely right. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market, maybe you're not in Shelby County or DeSoto County. Maybe you just want to know what you could get, right? They'd love to hear from you. Simply send that address of yours in an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. That team over at Live Love is going to tell you. They're going to do a free analysis. Don't worry, because there's no obligation to sell. You're not going to get hassled. They're going to tell you what the investor will pay. It's up to you to decide what you do from there. Maybe it's just information you have. You store it away. Maybe you decide you're going to sell your home. Well, Live Love can certainly do that for you. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address again to investor@livelovememphis.com.
All right, this is the third hour of the Jason and John Extravaganza, available on 92.9 FM, ESPN, 680 AM, and the radio.com app, as well as the cutting-edge-technology-radio.com rewind. We are the only Memphis sports station that offers that technology. I read that on Twitter. Brad, is that true? It is true. Welcome to the Jason and John show. Tony Matlock is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, about the game this weekend.
You know what I want to ask him?
What's that?
Any chance Lester Quinones can play in this game? Because it's been exactly 3 weeks. It will have been.
Yeah.
Now, I know that was on the short side of when he could be out.
Right.
But they talked about 3 weeks. It's been exactly 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, since Ole Miss, since he injured against Ole Miss.
Yeah. So, we'll talk to Tony Matlock about all of that. Now, you brought this conversation to me this morning about the Sportsman of the Year. I know this is an award that keeps you up at night. This is an award
you've got that all wrong. It's not something I brought to you. It's something Jeff Calkins and actually Jeffrey brought up this morning. We touched on with Jeff Calkins. We said that Mike Norvell could not be it. And we actually had to correct you because you thought that the 2019 Sportsman of the Year, for some reason, can go into spring of 2020,
yes,
and then you can decide. But, John, yes, you wouldn't be able to bring that into consideration. So it's actually just things that you got accomplished in 19.
So it can't be James Wiseman, you're saying?
It can absolutely be James Wiseman. Now, if it's things going from 18 to 19, sort of like a Jeremiah Martin, if you wanted to give him that season, the season he had,
yep,
absolutely he can be up for your 2019. I'm not going to steal this. I thought that was actually some good thinking, hot, fast thinking by you. Because, again, it feels like there's a shortage of candidates. You're taking Mike Norvell.
Right.
You got to take Norvell off the list.
Because he's gone.
And he just won as big as ever, so it would make all the sense in the world to hand it over.
Right.
But, no, you cannot do that with him now at Florida State.
So, you're right. So the candidates for the Sportsman of the Year in 2019, I mean, you got Jeremiah Martin. You're not gonna go.
This story makes him worthy.
You're not gonna go Penny because it wasn't like some amazing year.
Didn't Penny get it the year before too? Like, you can't give it to him until he wins.
He did get the number one recruiting class in the country though for the first time ever.
Well, I know, and so I wonder too if you could do it for that, but I wonder too how much because of James Wiseman being a part of that. Would you consider even James Wiseman as well?
I think you have to consider James Wiseman. You know, he's the Tennessee Gatorade Player of the Year. But you probably can't give it to him because
he was the National Player of the Year.
He didn't play.
Not just Tennessee.
He didn't play in 2019 for the Tigers. Really played two, three games. I mean, so it's hard to give it to him.
Yeah, but the class.
Right, the class itself.
You've done this in 19. It's
right.
The class of 19.
Let me present to you. Let me present to you a name. That I know is controversial and doesn't play for a Memphis team, but I think should be considered. Mark Gasol. He won a championship ring. He won.
Brad, where is my ex?
He won.
I know you don't want to do it.
He's a Memphian.
I can't even believe you're doing this.
He's a Memphian.
Bro, we got folks here now that deserve it.
I'm just saying, it in a light Memphis sports year, in a lean year, it should be considered.
Because he won a title?
It should. Yes, absolutely. How many Memphians have won NBA championships? How many are there? There aren't many.
It's a great question. I have not. I'd have to go back in a book.
And you'd have to. I mean, do you consider Marc Gasol a Memphian?
Yes.
Okay. So like he's in rarefied air.
He didn't win it for you.
He didn't win it for the Grizzlies, but he's still a Memphian who has a championship ring. That's got to count. I'm just putting
him
on the list.
How does him helping Toronto win it make him the Memphis Sportsman of the Year?
Because
Memphis
he's from Memphis.
Sportsman of the Year.
Because he's from Memphis. That's, you know, that's he reps Memphis. He claims Memphis. That's why. You know, I'm just saying, like, he's got to be considered. He's a candidate.
If it's going to a Grizzly, I think we all agree it'd probably be Ja Morant.
Yeah, but Ja's going to end up being 2020 Sportsman of the Year, though, because he's going to be the Rookie of the Year. You know, and that's going to be an award that's going to be handed to him the year after. Like, you know what I mean? like he'll have to get the Sportsman of the Year the next year?
Possibly.
You know, you can't give it to him already. You can't give him to him. You can't give him Sportsman of the Year for 2 months.
Now, again, the thing about Ja is, has he earned it yet? Right, he's been the pick, but has he done enough to earn it yet? Probably not.
You know, I think what you could do in a
y'all gonna take my Kleiman submission, you're gonna like it.
I don't think we can give it to
him. Yes, you are.
Zach Kleiman hasn't done anything.
You like the way it's headed, though. You absolutely like the way in a year where you have fewer candidates, you like the way it's headed.
He's gutted the organization. Like, he's gutted the roster. We can't give it to him yet. We can't give him Sportsman of the Year for doing that.
Stop acting like you don't like Brandon Clark. It's a freaking great act. Like he hadn't done anything. It's a great acquisition.
It was.
I like the way he's cleaned the slate here.
Look, the answer is honestly, like, I'm honestly just trying to flesh this out. The answer is very obvious. It's a unique year in Memphis sports, and the answer is there is no Sportsman of the Year. There are Sportsmen of the Year, and they're the Memphis football team. That's the answer. There's no.
Because
you know, it ain't about one coach, is it, John?
No, it's not. It's not about a coordinator. It's not about a coach.
Because it took more than that.
The answer is honestly like.
What about David Rudd?
I don't think so. I mean,
he's got his fingerprints all over this athletic department and all the major sports stories of the year.
Yeah, but you made the Penny hire last year.
Right. So there, he just hasn't really done anything since last year.
You're right.
Like, you know, so, but I appreciate the submission. But
no, I think John's on it, and I've seen the other people say this one's pretty obvious. I think he's right. It's the football team.
The team is a collective.
That's the one you're going to feel the best about.
Yes. I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. There's not honestly like this is a year where there is no right answer for Sportsmen of
the
year. There is an obvious Sportsmen of the Year.
It wouldn't be anything with the golf tournament, right? I mean, being big.
I mean, Tiger Woods for not playing in our
damn tournament. Yeah, thanks, Tiger.
And he's not playing in the next one. So let me end that conversation before we even get started on that one. It's July 4th.
You hearing this, Jason?
He ain't coming.
He doesn't think Tiger's coming.
He ain't coming.
He's got no hope.
And the Olympics happening too? It ain't happening.
Come on, have some hope,
Olympics,
man.
Olympics next year are a factor as well.
Just not. It ain't the right time.
The thing is that it's not going away. Mm. You're still going to have it, hopefully, one day.
Maybe
it doesn't line up again next year.
Right.
Tiger won't be the 2019.
But, yes, I think the answer is the Memphis football team because of everything that, you know, everything that they accomplished. I mean, the Cotton Bowl appearance, 12 games, you know, winning 12 games in a season.
John, I think you've done it again and nailed it.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just trying to give you some options. I mean, if we're talking about second place, Jeremiah Martin probably for the run
his
he had.
His score was fantastic.
You know?
Yeah. Was it like the only Tiger to score 40 or more twice in a career, which still feels crazy to say. It's even crazier that it's Jeremiah that we're saying about. Crazy that only one did it. You know, only one's done it more than 40 twice in a career as a collegiate over Memphis. But, yeah, it's Jeremiah Martin. So, no, his story should be on the list, absolutely. Honorable mention for Sportsman of the Year.
Right.
He's been great down in that Miami organization with their G League team and everything else.
Right, right. So
his story's been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique year in that sense. Like, they're just like the Grizzlies were. It was a lean year for them. The Tigers didn't make the NCAA tournament. It was sort of the Tubby Smith. It was the Tubby holdovers, right? So there wasn't like an obvious selection there. So I think that's the right way to go to recognize them.
Well, if you're giving
them
it to the Memphis football team, who comes up to accept the award?
It
got room for one to come up. John can't have the whole team come up. Who symbolically, who goes up to get it?
The quarterback, right? It's the quarterback. The quarterback is the face. You know, I mean, Kenneth Gainwell had a great year, but I think Brady White is the guy that goes up there and thanks everybody for the award. Yeah, it's Brady White.
And Brady White will be the quarterback here next year, right? Because I'm still getting that question.
Well, if Silverfield's the coach, I mean, that's what he says. You know, if Silverfield is the coach, that certainly seems to be the way it will go.
People are still worried that he might go with Mike Norvell of Florida State, but right?
Well, did you see there was a little bit of controversy?
I mean, play with me. Go down this lane with me a little bit. Silverfield doesn't get job. We're saying that Brady's going to get out of here and go with Norvell to Florida State?
I don't know if he'd go to Florida State. I don't know if that's where he would go.
Right.
Okay. But there was a little bit of, like, Mike Norvell has walked into his first bit of controversy at Florida State. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
So Jeff Sims was a four-star quarterback that was committed to Florida State. And he announced on his Twitter account yesterday that he had decommitted from Florida State. And he was reached by the Florida State 24/7 site, and he said, "I loved Florida State. It just wasn't it for me." And Mike Sims Walker, I don't know if you remember Mike Sims Walker, but he was a receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm assuming he's related to Jeff Sims, obviously, somehow. And he tweeted that Mike Norvell was a POS for lying, basically.
Whoa.
Yeah, for lying about this in some way, shape, or form to Jeff Sims or about Jeff Sims or something like that. He deleted the tweet later. But that, you know, that in and of itself is kind of like,
wow.
That sort of shows like why people don't think of the Florida State job maybe as good as it used to be, because there's just so much, there can be so much drama with it. You know, there can be so much drama related to it. Now, Mike Sims Walker didn't go to Florida State. He went to UCF. But like, that's just like very public. You know, when you're the Florida State coach, you're in Florida, you're going to be held to a certain standard. And for whatever reason, Mike Sims Walker was not happy with Mike Norvell. About whatever went down.
You completely unconcerned about him and recruiting Florida, you know, up against what's already down there with Mullen and Florida and what kind of what's already established down there. Any part of you at all concerned for him in terms of recruiting Florida?
I mean, I think he'll do really well. I mean, I just do. I think he's going to be a great dynamic recruiter. I assume he's gonna kill it down there. Like I think he's good. I think he's energetic. I think he's like. The same sort of, you know, gusto that he had at Memphis, I think, plays well down there as well.
Well, I realize, because we've seen him, you can build toward that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, in that job, are they going to give him enough time to get it to a level where, John, I believe he can get there too.
Right.
The question is going to be, does he have enough time to get there? Can he be effective enough early on, right, to stave that off?
Well, that
right,
is
to get the time.
That is
right?
that is the question. And
can you be good enough early on in doing it to get the time? Because we've seen there'll be. You know, they got some short of, you know, they don't have to give you too long if they don't want to. We'll put it that way.
Right.
They certainly did in the last coach.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, some people are, because I told you when I tweeted this stuff about Adam Fuller yesterday, I got all these different fan bases. I had all these different fan bases in my mentions tweeting me about what they thought of what Mike Norvell was doing. And a lot of what I saw now, what this could be from Florida fans, this could be from like a Florida State rival fan. I'm not, you know, Miami, et cetera. But there were a lot of people who were saying Mike Norvell is Scott Frost 2.0 because he's getting this Power 5 job. He's getting this great job from an AAC school. And he's basically bringing everybody, like the same staff over, you know, again, this is perception to them that I'm just sort of repeating, but like, He's taking an AAC staff to the ACC, you know, like that was kind of the implication that I was seeing a little bit on Twitter last night. Which I don't know, like Scott Frost at Nebraska has not done well. Like,
not yet.
He was 4-8 his first year, 5-7 his second year. You know, it has not been the smashing success that some thought it would. But
I think because he got UCF turned around so quickly, maybe the expectations again a little high that he's going to get it done so fast. Faster than he has in Nebraska. That's part of it.
And the other part, too, that I would say, like, I would feel I feel a whole hell of a lot better about Mike than I did Scott Frost, because Scott Frost was only at UCF for two seasons. He was sub .500 in 2016, and then he went undefeated in 2017, and then he was gone. That was it. Like, he had 2 years, and he was gone. Mike Norvell has given people a 4-year sample size at the University of Memphis, and pretty much every year they were consistent. They were either good or they were really, really, really good. And in this case, this year they were awesome. So there was a little bit more of a sample size, a little bit more of consistency than 2 years at UCF was going to afford, you know, Scott Frost, or did afford Scott Frost. And now he's at Nebraska and it's not going well.
I think it's going to go well for Scott Frost there at some point. I just don't think it's – I think people sort of misjudged. They looked at what he did at UCF and thought automatically by year two at Nebraska.
Yep.
Remember, they started the year ranked.
Yep.
I mean, the preseason, which was crazy that in his second year, what was clearly a major rebuild for him, that you've got him ranked to start the year.
Yep.
They just needed to slow down the I still have all the confidence in the world in him, quite frankly. And he's doing it because, it's his blood. That's the other part about
exactly.
It. When you're gonna grind a little extra hard for that.
Well, I remember him being, like, really conflicted. You know, about leaving UCF. Like, I remember Scott, I remember reading reports about how, like, he really, like, if it was any other job, like, if it wasn't Nebraska, like, there was a chance
home, right.
He stays at UCF, you know?
Well, it's because they felt it was special and the whole national championship thing, and you had those relationships with those players, but he was always going to go home, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
They had a special year.
Anyway, congratulations to the University of Memphis football team. We have crowned them the sports. What outlet are we doing this for? Who are we working on behalf of?
Oh, you're welcome, because everybody, that's the answer. So everybody's a Memphian, commercial appeal, everybody that does one of these, that's the answer.
Like, I don't even think there's a close second, honestly. Like, Ja will be the Sportsman of the Year in 2020. Like, we'll look back, and that he will be the obvious, you know. And
he'll have won Rookie of the Year in July or whenever they give that award now.
Unless Memphis wins a national championship, then you reevaluate, right? I mean, whoever is instrumental in that. It might be James, because James will be the figurehead of that team, and he will most likely be a top three pick in the NBA draft. So if Memphis wins the national championship, it'll probably be James Wiseman by default. Because if they also win the championship, he'll probably be the number one pick.
It could have been Leslie Ballin if we'd kept the suit going.
It could have been Leslie Ballin. You're right. That's a good one. Leslie Ballin deserved a mention, you know, but unfortunately we dropped it. You know, the suit got dropped.
Ready. Fight, fight.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks. Thanks for playing along. I think Memphis football is the entire football team is definitely the answer. All right, we will come back. Tony Madlock's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the game this weekend, Memphis taking on Tennessee, Thompson Bowling. Lots to come with him. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Young and hungry.
Down to 10 on the shot clock. Morant working at Baines. Quick stutter step in the lane. Hangs. Lane hands with a right hand on Baines. Oh, what a move by Ja Morant. Ja Morant, what a play by the rookie at the rim on top of Baines with the dunk. I can't believe what I just saw. Going to his left, back with his right, and got hammered on the play.
The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM. ESPN, Memphis's NBA station.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia, that's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico, because not only could Geico save you hundreds, but they're also the second largest insurer in the country. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from
And since Geico is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing Geico is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something. Okay.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
Hi, I'm Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. Fiveash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing, it's what we do.
Stole my parking, the stores are full, and I need my sanity.
Hi, welcome to Ugly Mug Coffee.
One full moon latte, please.
Here you go. Happy holidays.
Sale this week. Receive 20% off everything at the Ugly Mug Cafe from December 5th to December 16th. Visit them at 4610 Poplar Avenue to find the perfect gift for your favorite coffee enthusiast or yourself this holiday season.
It's the holiday season, and Radio.com's gift to you is a host of holiday music to keep your spirits bright. Choose from three different holiday music channels. Christmas Classics, playing all your favorite timeless holiday music. Pop Goes Christmas, with holiday music from today's biggest pop stars. And Countryfied Christmas, with a country take on Christmas music. Unwrap the Radio.com app and search Christmas to enjoy all the holiday festivities. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
From Radio.com.
This is going to be the best holiday ever. Sure, I maxed out a couple of credit cards and opened a bank account or two, but they're not in my name. They're in yours. All that online shopping, browsing, and booking travel you do around the holidays, it can leave you exposed, even over Wi-Fi. Yay! Now I have passwords, account info, social security numbers, hundreds of them. I got more lists than Santa. It truly is the most wonderful time of year.
For cyber criminals, the season of giving can be the season of taking. Good thing Norton 360 with LifeLock provides an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But thanks to Norton 360 with LifeLock, you don't have to let cyber criminals unhappy your holidays. Get 25% or more off your first year at Norton.com/news. That's Norton.com/news for 25% off.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting engaged, you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, because I've got you covered. I've got a great engagement ring for anybody's budget, free financing, 5 locations, including the newest one in North Little Rock, Arkansas, or online at rijewelers.com. Come see me.
We want all this.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Matlock is an assistant coach over there at the University of Memphis. They got a big game this Saturday. Number 13, Memphis, taking on number 19, Tennessee in Knoxville. And he joins us now. Coach Matlock, how you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Everything is good over here.
Appreciate you.
Are you ready? Like, are you ready for what you're about to step into on Saturday, Coach?
Yeah, we're ready. It's going to be a great college basketball atmosphere. You talk about probably what 22,000 people will be in there, and it'll be really loud. So it's gonna be exciting for our guys.
When you were a player, Coach, what jumps out at you as the most hostile environment that you played in?
Tennessee was tough back in the day. Cincinnati was really, really tough. So those stick out. And then coaching wise, probably. Arkansas is a great place to play in. They really get wild and crazy there, and then Kentucky being in front of 24,000-25,000. So all those are equally as tough.
I imagine as a coach, and especially when you're successful, right? You don't want to make it any different than any other the games you play. You want to do the things that have worked well for you and not change much. But as a player, are they different when you get in these intense rivalry games? Is it hard to even look at it as kind of the same when you're a player, Tony? Did you as a player, was it different for you back then?
Yes, it's always different. You know, we try to, as coaches, we try to say, hey, next game, and it's the most important game because it's the next game, but we all know what it is, and I think our guys do too. They know that you got a rivalry game, you got a team that, that's top 25 team in the country, a team that's really good, and for us to go into their place, and we're going to have to play well in order to get a win.
Coach, you guys have not lost a game yet without James. You guys have not lost a game without Lester. There are lots of other college basketball teams around the country who have taken losses without being down two starters. You guys have only lost one game this year, and that was to Oregon. What has sort of allowed you guys as a team to come together the way that you seem to have and not stubbed your toe going into this Tennessee game?
Well, that's all been about Penny and his message to our guys is that, hey, next guy up. We understand that, hey, when you lose a guy like James and Lester, players like that, hey, that's tough. I mean, like you said, a lot of these college teams, it would hurt them. But, we're really deep. Just think about the UAB game, man. We played 11 guys in that game,
yep.
And that does not happen. You don't play 11 guys in a game, but we're deep. We're talented, and like I said, but that's been the message of Penny is that, hey, next guy up. Hey, when those guys get back, we'll be ready for them. But right now, we got to find a way to win games.
I know initially I think it was on the short side of that Lester might be back in 3 weeks. Any chance he's close, Coach? Is that something y'all will look at toward game time, or is Quinones? Do you think you already not doubtful for Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know. He went to the doctor yesterday, got a good report. So just kind of depends on the next couple of days. But I'm not sure.
What's happened behind the scenes that's sort of, I mean, because you've seen this firsthand and you know him so well, that's allowed Alex Lomax to go from that guy who we all know had lost his confidence there last year. Coach, you could see him. He was a shadow of himself. To the guy, to literally one of the most efficient guards in the country so far this season. What's allowed him, what's happened behind the scenes that we ain't seeing, Coach?
Well, just hard work and experience. You know, it's just so tough, man. It's just a different game playing in high school to playing at a college level. You know, coming in as a true freshman, it's tough. You know, and I think sometimes our guys make it look easy sometimes, but it's extremely tough to come in. You know, you've been the guy on your team at the high school level. You can kind of play at your own pace. And then when you get to the next level, man, everything's faster. You know, you talk about the players are stronger. They're experienced. And now he just has some of that experience now.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis assistant basketball coach Tony Medlock here on the show. Coach, we're only human, right? So is there a part of you and the staff that, you know, is seeing what you guys are able to do, you know, in the absence of Lester, but more importantly, the absence of James? I mean, we know sort of the difference that he makes. Is there a part of you that sits back and just says, man, when we get our full complement of players, like do you have those thoughts in the absence of James Wiseman?
Well, to be honest with you, really, not as much, because we're all in the moment of now. You know, we're gonna start thinking about that probably as, you know, when it gets closer for Lester to be back and for James to get back. But we're all about this team right now. We're all about now, and you know, what can we do every single day to get these guys better? These guys, man, I'm telling you now, they're working their behinds off. They every day they come in trying to get better. Trying to listen to Penny and the coaching staff, and that just tells a lot about them and their character.
How would you assess the season that DJ Jeffries has put together for you so far?
Oh, it's been great, hasn't it? I mean, he is a guy who is really, really talented. I mean, he's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. I mean, he can get his own basket. He can defend. He's athletic. He knows how to play the game. And he wants to be good. He wants to be really good. He's a kid that stays in the gym. He wants to be great. So if he continues that, man, the sky's the limit for him.
Did you know already? I thought, you know, that's an offensive guy, a bucket getter. That's what he's going to be at Memphis. He's been a factor in so many other areas. Did you know you all were getting that? Has he impressed even you all with his ability to sort of affect the game in a bunch of different ways?
Yeah, we knew exactly what we were getting, you know, and I got a chance to – I started, you know, recruiting DJ when he was in the ninth grade.
Right.
I got a chance to know him and his family and got a chance to see him play a lot of different games, man, and he is everything that we all thought he would be.
We are, of course, talking to Tony Medlock, University of Memphis basketball assistant coach. Coach, what have you sort of made of Precious Achiuwa? You know, I thought that when James, you know, went out, that he would be sort of the guy that could really step up and help fill that void offensively and certainly on the boards. He's done that. So how pleased have you been with Precious and his development?
And I know, I know it sounds like a broken record, but this kid, I'm talking about, when you start the game, you might as well put down 10 rebounds for him. He's a magnet for it. He has a niche for it. He just knows how to rebound the ball. He's so athletic. He can get to his spots at any time, and he's a guy that lives for the big moments. And you saw that in some of the shots he made at UAB late in that game. So he's a guy, man, that, you know, he's been very impressive. Like I said, another guy, and with all these guys, man, they really work. I mean, these guys want to be in these gyms. These guys want to be pros, so they know exactly what it takes. So, we've been really impressed with Precious and everything he's brought to this program so far.
How concerned are you about a slow start offensively up in Knoxville? And if you are, you know, what's sort of the remedy to that, Coach?
Well, I just think to go to a place like that is going to be a hostile environment. We're going to have to really protect the ball. You know, so, you know, turnovers, we can't have live ball turnovers where we can get out in transition and get an easy basket. We can't have those. And we got to make sure that, you know, that we got to keep them off the boards. We cannot give them second and third shots because, you know, that, like I said, that you get a stop and you think you've played really good defense and they shoot the ball and then they get a second shot. they get a third shot, and that's you can't do that, especially on the road.
Coach, as you know, Ryan Boyce entered his name into the transfer portal. What if anything, can you say about Ryan and just sort of that decision?
Well, I mean, it's something that him and the family decided to do, but Ryan is a great kid. He is going to be a success anywhere he goes and plays. The sky's the limit for him. Sometimes, man, you just kind of get caught up in the numbers. But he's a great kid, and we wish him well.
Have you seen the full-length episodes of The Harder Way yet, Coach?
I did. I got a chance to watch a little bit of it.
Have you been pleased with how you've been represented and filmed in these episodes so far?
Oh yeah. It's going to be great for our program, man, and for the brand, and for University of Memphis basketball, and for Penny Hardaway. It's something that I think that the country wants to see, man. We got a lot going on around here, and we want to tell the story.
No doubt. Well, Coach, big game this weekend for sure. We'll all be tuned in. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you for cutting out some time, Coach. Thank you.
All right, man, anytime. You know what you guys, anytime you call me, man, I'll be on.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. He is Tony Madlock, University of Memphis basketball assistant coach. A couple things. One is Les Quinones went to the doctor yesterday. That was news. Went to the doctor yesterday, got a good report. I'm just saying he didn't rule him out.
I'm glad I brought that up today.
I'm glad you brought it up, too.
Because we're close to it. That said, what can you really truly expect?
Exactly.
Even if he's ready, what can you truly expect from him? First game back after a three-week layoff. But here we are 3 weeks out. And remember, I mean, this is a kid who's been, itching to get back. You got to realize, he's been out in warm-up shooting with the other hand.
Yep.
I remember when John broke my shoulder over at Snowden, and I'm still out there.
How could we forget?
I'm still showing folks I'm willing to go out there and catch it with the other hand, play a little receiver for you. My point is, when you're a player and a real player like Lester Quinones, you want to get back as quickly as possible. So I imagine it's close because, again, he's young, healthy, and I imagine, what is that, the small bone in his hand.
Yep.
And, again, he's been itching to get back. So I would not be surprised.
He hasn't even been out a month, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like keep it in perspective here, too. Like, he hasn't even had a month off.
You're talking about a guy that was playing the second most minutes on the team when he went out. And so, again, trying to just kind of put him back in that spot and thinking he's going to be as impactful, you're probably setting yourself up for some disappointment. But good to know that he is close. And, again, you are getting closer to what's it now down on James? Six games? Getting close to being full strength, period.
That's the thing about this Memphis basketball team, that if I was a coach, I would just have the ish-eating grin even on Saturday if it's an L, right? Like, even if it's an L, because it's like
– Yeah, six more for Wiseman.
It's like you got six games until – including Saturday, right? So after Saturday, it'll be five.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically adding the number one player in the country in January. You know what I mean? And if you can get to January 12th with two losses, maybe they get have a third, but just three losses for the rest of your schedule. It's just like you're going to. It's great timing, and Wiseman is preserved somewhat, right? Like, because he hasn't. So, because again, we're talking about college kids, but still, he hasn't been playing. There's no mileage on him. He's going to be fresh. He's going to be ready to dominate the last 3 months of the season. It's just like you're getting superpowers in January that other college basketball teams ain't going to get.
Tennessee number 21 over at KenPom for comparison's sake. Memphis right now at 34 and is giving – KenPom's giving them 30% chance to win on Saturday, down at least right now two starters until we get an update on Les Quinones. And I wouldn't imagine he's back in the starting lineup even if he is ready to give it a shot on Saturday. And then after that, John's talking about what you could lose before he's back. That Georgia game – look, that's a Georgia team that, yes, it's got an absolute stud in Anthony Edwards, but they're 6-2, lost to Dayton, lost to Michigan State. Most of the good teams they've played, they've lost to, most of the elite teams. So I would expect that here. Again, though, Wichita State there.
Yep. That'll be tough.
It's not the start of your conference season because you got Tulane before Georgia's the second game, but that is a tall task without James Wiseman and in a place where, you saw last year's tough to win. Penny Hardaway go in there and beat Greg Marshall for a second straight year. You got you a pretty good basketball coach, Memphis, because I'm not sure I would have expected that. Greg Marshall, hell of a coach, and that'll be a tough one very early on before you do get him back for South Florida.
But
Wichita State, possible ill.
Yes, and that's exactly right. That's kind of the one I'm circling, right?
That's the one.
Georgia's at home. That's a game that
I still feel good about that one, even with Anthony's individual talent.
Now, Penny Hardaway has a press conference in about an hour from now. Obviously, it's most of the – all of it's about Tennessee.
do you think there will be – do you think Pitty will come out, you know, sort of with his guard up? Or do you think he'll be ready to sort of say, you know, like how he like how we know he truly feels?
You know how when Penny first got hired and we were remarking how, wow, it's so refreshing. He doesn't speak with coach speak.
Yep.
He's so genuine.
Yep.
And he's still spoken from the heart.
Yep.
But what you've seen, I think, is sort of what we expected to happen is sort of a wall go up.
Absolutely.
It's a shield that you learn about that sort of comes when you develop coach speak. There's a lot of junk that you don't necessarily owe, a lot of junk you can avoid,
yep.
right, in terms of what you give the media. And the more bland you are, quite frankly, the less they've got. And when you keep it, John, when you do it that way, there are fewer headlines.
Yep.
And I think you learn that as a college coach. I want Penny to continue to speak from the heart.
Yep.
Because, again, we want that. That's refreshing. That's what people need to hear in 2019. But there's absolutely times, John, where sometimes you stir some stuff up that maybe you don't necessarily need.
Yep.
Remember Keevan Davenport last year? Do you need to go all the way in? Again, I tell you, well, Penny Hardaway was doing what he does. He's just telling the truth and do it. But when it comes to being a college head coach, there's some things that just don't need to be said, and you can avoid a lot of the mess. I think Penny's learning that.
Yeah.
And that's why this week he knows, oh, man, I'm going to take all of it, forget the Tennessee stuff, diffuse it. Rick Barnes doing the same thing. He's a veteran coach. I don't want to talk about the series right now.
Yep.
We'll revisit that later. No bulletin board material going into the game. I think Penny's just learning. He's becoming a veteran
well,
coach.
Well, because if you remember, like, this time last year, you know, he had the get the F out of here with Rick Barnes. He had the sort of the soundbite where he said, I think other college coaches are jealous of me. You know, he had several, you know, press conferences like that, you know, and it was like every week, what was Penny going to say? What was he going to say this time? And that's not it anymore. Like, it, you know, unfortunately for us, he's dialed it back. So to your point, like, because you can only get stung so many times, right? Like, man, like, I can't even, like, say how I feel without getting blasted on social media. Like, everybody sees that, you know, the athletic department sees that. And you just don't want to bring sort of undue, you know, whatever onto yourself.
I think when you first get the job and when you've lived your way, lived your life the way that Penny Hardaway has, when people ask you a question, you give them your open, full-out answer. But what you learn in terms of being that University of Memphis head coach
yep.
is that you don't owe that to anybody. You don't have to, and more importantly, there's a way to continue to do that, right? To be truthful and to be different, right? To speak from your heart and yet not get into situations like that, right?
Yep.
To avoid that because it doesn't, in the end, you don't stand to gain anything from it. And that's what you end up learning. I think Penny's in there getting what we used to say, savvy about him. All he's doing is getting savvier and savvier.
Yep. So anyway, Penny Hardaway going to have a press conference at 2:30. I will be there. Should be interesting at the very least.
Yeah. Tell me about Quiñones. See if there's a. I'll be surprised. He should be close if he's not playing Saturday.
All right. We will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The teams: Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL. The stories. Game day.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. If that offends people, then it's crazy.
The shows. The Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack of lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies, and then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
When it comes to your internet, good enough just doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet, internet's better because it streams better. Yep, you heard that right. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place. So they're not scattered across a bunch of different apps. It's searchable with your voice, so all you have to do is say play romantic comedies, and it's going to play romantic comedies. You can tell it to play whatever you want, sports movies, football movies, whatever, and it's going to do that. Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less and watch more with the voice-controlled streaming device that's made for you. It's not just easy. It is effortless. And now it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates do apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to 7-Eleven and get Ageless Male Tonight.
I always stay on top of things during the holidays, like ordering a costume for our kids' role in the school play as wrapping paper. I didn't know that was a role.
He's on it. I'm more into improv. So it helps that USPS posts ship-by dates and offers click and ship for last-minute holiday packages.
Whether you're a planner or not so much, the United States Postal Service goes the extra mile to bring your holidays home. Learn more at usps.com/season. And with informed delivery notifications, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives. United States Postal Service. Priority you.
I'm Kelly Erb. Sheldon Rosengarten and I are both with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. And our clients often ask us how we are finding the real estate market right now.
Kelly, we've been in a great market environment for quite a while. If someone hadn't sold their home by now with a low inventory and high activity level, there have to be issues that need to be addressed.
Correct. Usually before we go on the market, we advise people on preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. With that and our highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option, our clients' odds of selling their home are increased quicker and at a better price.
Yes, that is why we also suggest that people talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure and call us. It can mean the difference in whether they sit on the market or sell. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done.
That's right. You can reach Sheldon Rosengarten or me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis has been here 38 years. It's family-owned and the place you need to visit if you want to drive the best vehicle you've ever driven. I, Gary Parrish, can say that truthfully because I own a Mercedes, best vehicle I've ever driven. 5389 Poplar is the address. It's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Algae. That murky green stuff may not seem very useful, but it could be the future of energy. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing biofuels from algae so that the trucks, ships, and planes that drive our economy could one day run on algae biofuels with half the greenhouse gas emissions of today's fuels, keeping transportation humming while cutting emissions. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them out there on the lot. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators. They're amazing cars. Go see for yourself. They also got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need. They got you covered out there on the lot. Price is starting at just $29.90. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. So they're going to get you in that new car. It's going to be a fun experience. It always should be when you're getting a new car. So go on down to Landers Auto Sales. See my friends. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or check out the inventory, everything else online at LandersMemphis.com. We got that J&J stocking.
Yes.
Got a $100 gift card to Robert Irwin Jewelers and a $100 gift card to Gould's Day Spa and Salon. So caller number 4-535-3776, 535-ESPN. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas from Jason and John. Caller number 4, you are going to get that stocking. Shouts to Jimmy Sexton, who is at it again.
Him and Scott Boras cleaning up. It's agent season.
There was a false report this week about Mike Norvell's compensation at Florida State. I believe the initial report that I saw was something along the lines of $3.7 million.
We all saw it
annually.
$3.7 million.
That is not true. According to Tayshaun Reed, Florida State coach Mike Norvell's contract is a 6-year deal that will pay him roughly $4.4 million annually.
See, yeah, it makes more sense. That didn't make any sense when he was
really
making
didn't.
Less than Drinkwitz, who was making $4 million in Missouri.
It really didn't, Jason.
It didn't make a dang bit of sense.
It just did not add up. Like, you're only going to get less than $1 million raise to go from Memphis to Florida. I mean, I know, like, they're trying to save money because they got to pay Willie Taggart, but, like, really, are they pinching pennies like that?
Right.
You know, like that was the one. I agree with you.
So $4.4 million.
Yep. Yeah. Norvell will receive a salary pool of $5.25 million to hire 10 assistant coaches. So that's pretty good. I mean, he could pay all of his assistant coaches over $500,000. He
yeah.
won't.
Well,
like,
yeah,
some will get more than others.
Correct. Fuller making $400 here. You better believe that.
No doubt.
Gonna double up probably.
Wow. And then you know he'll take care of Kenny Dillingham. You know what I mean? And here's the interesting part about it, the most interesting part about it. If Mike Norvell is fired, right, like if he is fired before his contract is up,
mm-hmm.
he receives 85% of the total compensation remaining.
He almost got him one of those full Tubby deals.
He almost did.
One of them full Josh Pastner deals.
85%. So if he gets fired after 2 years, he gets 85% of – little over
wow.
like $17 million
jackpot.
Wow!
So I mean that's
it's win win.
It's win.
You almost you can't even lose in that.
So
situation.
That would be okay. So if he gets fired after 2 years, which he who knows it's Florida State anything can happen.
They have to give him more time after what just happened.
That would be he would be owed $14.45 million basically.
You can live.
Oh
what do you mean you can live?
You can
dude,
live.
You can
or,
ride
you don't
elephants
have,
in the in Saudi Arabia.
Saying, that's my point. You don't have to be a coach ever again in your life. You set.
This
you
is why it. These guys cheat.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, because if you
win,
get
win.
Fired, you
there
you
is
win.
No losing in this.
Well, I think cheating might
even failing in this
nullify,
instance isn't losing.
If he gets slapped by the NCAA,
I don't know, man.
I'm sure there's some language in there.
You keep,
always
well, all
is.
These dudes keep the money. It always seems.
I would not
when you commit violation.
Yeah, I would.
That's
definitely.
Why that was going on with Ollie. Remember, yeah. That's what UConn was trying to get. Ollie didn't want to pay him. So, well, because you committed violation, we don't want to pay you.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
Unbelievable.
The numbers are out. Congratulations to Mike Norvell. Congratulations to Jimmy Sexton. That is a hell of a contract.
I'd like to see how much Adam Fuller went up from that 400. Even making
it's
gonna be close to a mil.
You think so?
It's between 800
yeah,
and a mil.
You gotta pay offensive.
Yeah, probably like 750.
Defensive coordinator in
seven,
that league.
750
is the starting
like a,
point.
That feels like a good number to me.
Well, like Clemson's paying their dude what $3 million for their, one of their coordinators.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. The money that there is in the Power Five. But anyway, there you go. The numbers are out for Mike Norvell. Let's do that thing we did.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Checking out the MVP. His name's Lamar Jackson. They're hosting the Jets, who I know that one's ugly, 5-8, 1-5, and you'd say, well, maybe you shouldn't even play Lamar Jackson. They do have the top run defense in the league. They are a little thin, though, from a health standpoint on the defensive side. Expect it to be a blowout. I don't expect Lamar Jackson to play four quarters tonight because they're not going to need it. Ravens going to have the top seed in the AFC playoffs. John, how you like that?
How about that? How about that? Good game tonight for sure.
I'll probably watch that. I did catch the HBO special that John Martin recommended the other day with Saban and Belichick.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I checked it out.
If you haven't and you get it on DVR, that was worth
it's,
your time.
It's interesting.
I mean, just the stories, and I've forgotten. And of course, it's a little before my time, their time in the NFL together on that Browns team.
Yep.
It's just really fascinating, and they're just a couple of robots is what I really walked away from it thinking after watching it.
They're wired like that, and there's no question about it.
The thing I might watch that's fresh tonight is the college awards season is starting, so ESPN is doing this, the Maxwell Award
the college
and
football
all these
awards
other, Walker and all these running back, the specific awards are coming
Darryl
out
Daryl got screwed on it last year.
Yeah,
the Doak Award.
Yeah. Jason.
Yes.
At 6:55 over at the Malco Paradiso, I will saunter into the IMAX portion of the theater.
With somebody?
To be determined.
Single?
To be determined. But I will be stepping in to watch one of the great films of our time. Say it with me. Sing it with me. Chocolate voice, man. Jumanji. Jumanji. The Next Level. Starring, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, one of your favorites, as well as Jack Black.
It'd be a damn shame you go in there by yourself and watch that.
Jumanji.
Hopefully you can round up your wife.
Or somebody, right? CJ can come for this. This is a PG-13. I mean, he can handle that.
Get your own kids.
He could no.
Have your own babies.
No, you're not borrowing Jake either.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to. I don't want to just have my own kids. So I can take them to the IMAX. That sounds like a pain. 6:55 though at the IMAX. Jumanji, The Next Level.
We gotta come see you, Rock. We're coming.
I know you probably want to hate on this movie. I know you cannot wait to get some material about this movie so that you can take a crap on it in some way, shape, or form. But I will tell you, critics love it. It is one of those movies that is probably timeless. 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. They are putting it in the same category. Not me.
No.
They are putting it in the same category as great cinematic achievements like Gone with the Wind.
Is that better than the first one? 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have a feeling
it's very
it is,
close.
Isn't it?
Very yes. close. You know, you talking about like the remake.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's very like similar, like 75-70%, okay. Something like that.
I think Jason and I judge people who go into theaters like this one to see Jumanji by themselves.
If they don't have kids.
I've never gone to a movie by myself in my life. So that it's not and it's,
this
and it's not
gonna, first, huh?
And it's not going to happen tonight. 76% was the first one as well. So very similar. They're consistent. Jason, Gone with the Wind, Mary Poppins. You know how it goes.
You know something else we didn't mention is Tiger Woods is actually balling out in this President's Cup. I watched a little bit of that last night.
He's going to be in Memphis in July for the golf tournament.
Hyperbole, man.
So looking forward to that. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Artis Hicks. And thanks to Tony Madlock for joining us. Gene Otto and Jeffrey are up next. Stick around for Jason. I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The number one sports thing in Memphis. All the names. Golic and Wingo. Jeff Calkins. Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, Gary Parrish, all the games, the Cotton Bowl, and the college football bowl game schedule and national championship schedule. 92.9 FM ESPN, the number one sports thing in Memphis. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
We have great news from James Gaddis Jewelers. This is James Gaddis here to tell you about some great savings available right now. Save 20% on Seiko and Bulova watches. What a great gift idea. Also save 20% on designer jewelry by Doves and 20% on blue topaz and aquamarine jewelry, which represent the December birthstone. Bring us your gift list and let us help you get it all done while you are saving. That's right, 20%. James Gaddis Jewelers.
Bill Burr, live.
If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, you know those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like six straight years?
Bill Burr at Orpheum, January 6th, 7 and 9:30. Reserved seats for the 9:30 show only. On sale at the Orpheum Theater box office and all Ticketmaster outlets.
The cold is here, and Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool wants to help you stay warm and cozy. Gas logs by Real Fire for indoor or outdoor fireplaces to keep you warm by the fire. Hot tubs by Caldera Spas to relax and soothe all of your troubles away after a long day. Don't forget about the kids this holiday season. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has trampolines, play sets, and basketball goals. Come visit their showroom at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville or online at OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge party.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.